Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sheldon all over Clark, and oh, they get into it a bit here. Lexi Hall now gets in Sheldon's face. Caitlin Clark hits the deck. It's Big Ten against Big Ten, Ohio State and Iowa.
It is getting spicy, and part of that has been J.C. Sheldon and Caitlin Clark just going at it all game.
Ooh, and Marina Mabry. I missed that one, Edona.
Oh, I missed that one, too. Yeah, it looked like Caitlin got hit hard, both by J.C. Sheldon and Marina Mabry there.
Friend of the show, J.C. Sheldon, who's been on this show and on the pod. Former Ohio State Buckeye, audio courtesy of NBC Sports.
She's a spark plug.
Laying the hammer down. We have a watershed moment in the WNBA, folks. The star, the biggest star that they have going for them, hits the deck on national television. I don't know what the rating was. Lamy, you're pretty in tune on basketball ratings.
Well, her game over the weekend got a massive rating in her return. When she went off in the first quarter, she was shooting three balls from like 30 feet.
Well, when you're in the Commissioner's Cup.
And yeah, and you have the dimension of the Commissioner's Cup.
Do we have audio of the coaches talking about the refs and everything?
This we've got.
All right, give me Stephanie White. She's the head coach of the Indiana Fever, correct? Stephanie White, the head coach of the Fever. This is after these fouls, this quagmire, this scrum.
Well, you had that, and then a rumble at the end of the game, too. People got ejected.
There was more?
Yes.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
Yes.
Sheldon going coast to coast. And here we've got another break is here as J.C. Sheldon goes right after Sophie Cunningham. It was a hard foul, no question.
Buddy, you want to take that next step as a pro sport? You got that. Scrums and fights and things like that, that's part of it. Now, I don't want to see malice in the palace in the WNBA. I don't want people going into the stands. But you know it. Any major sport, people are playing for high stakes. There's jealousy involved. There's paychecks are involved here.
Got to win the cup.
There's the survival instinct. There's going to be a fight.
All right, so we got to tell people what happened here.
Yes.
Because, the broadcasters missed half of it. So, Caitlin Clark is trying to catch the ball at the top of the key. Sheldon kind of, does it look like an eye rake?
Yeah.
So it looks like an eye rake.
She's not Mr. Fuji for crying out loud. Well,
it's the same thing that cost Darius Garland half a season.
Right. So Clark, I mean, the ball is loose. They blow the whistle and she is just like, come on. So her back is turned. Then it looks like right in the preliminary, it looks like Sheldon then kind of makes contact with her again. Then out of nowhere, this Mabry, this other woman, and then it almost looks like a tag team from the other girl, like the two bigger girls.
Yes.
And she gets tossed. Caitlin Clark gets chest bumped right to the ground. And no one's really helping Caitlin Clark out to start out.
This is unbelievable.
She is. And Clark's walking the other way. Like, Clark is not trying to start a fight here. I mean, she's not happy. No. She's bitching to everybody who will listen.
At what point?
But she walks to the other end of the floor.
At what point are you watching here? At what point are you watching? Excuse me. Look at the clock on the floor. Mm-hmm. Look at the clock. Where's the clock at?
4:48.
Okay, because later on at 3:24, Caitlin Clark is like doing the Hulk Hogan to the crowd to get the crowd going in this game. Mitch was right. That place is pandemonium for WNBA basketball. This is incredible.
Well, it's got to be a sellout, right? I think the place is packed.
It says Gainbridge on the thing, so I'm imagining it's at home. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure it's at home in Indiana. She has got the crowd going. The crowd is going nuts. They're reacting to her. There's definitely a technical. There's definitely people about to get thrown out here. J.C. Sheldon and Sophie Cunningham, don't you even start. There was a kerfuffle at the end of this, and we have audio in the post game. Stephanie White, this is the head coach of the Indiana Fever here. She went right on about the refs.
There wasn't an explanation for the tech that she got. You know, I think it was pretty obvious that stuff was brewing. When the officials don't get control of the ballgame, when they allow that stuff to happen, and it's been happening all season long. It's not just this game. It's been happening all season long. This is what happens, right? This is what happens. You've got competitive women who are the best in the world at what they do, right? And when you allow them to play physical and you allow these things to happen, they're going to compete and they're going to have their teammates' backs. It's exactly what you expect out of fierce competition. So I started talking to the officials in the first quarter, and we knew this was going to happen. You could tell it was going to happen. So they got to get control of it. They got to be better. They got to be better.
It's really true. It's really true. Because I believe Caitlin Clark got a technical as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's what they were talking about at the start.
There shouldn't be really a problem, or there shouldn't have been a reason for her to get a technical, for what anybody said. And I think that
she put her eye in that.
This is a year and a half of, like, at first it's like, all right, yeah, there's going to be some
rookie
people
hazing, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I likened it last year a little bit to LeBron. Like, when LeBron first came in the league, there were some guys who kind of took umbrage with the amount of fame that he was getting, and then they took liberties with him to a degree on the floor. And that's when I first found out, like, Z was a real one, because he'd come right in there and swoop in, and he'd have his face right in other people's faces, like, we're not doing this. And guys would kind of back off after a while. And I think the league started to call it a little bit different, like, hey, this is a star. The WNBA has not done that with Caitlin Clark. And then she was out for 2 weeks with the injury, and people were thinking, okay, now you got your biggest star injured. People were able to get faked out about
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
how little the ticket prices were without Caitlin Clark on the floor.
Yeah, the ratings immediately tanked.
Exactly.
And the league was irrelevant for 2 weeks without her.
So she's back, and now you have this fight going on. Yes.
Well, if you want to get guys like me who kind of poo-pooed the league last year to watch the league more, you got to have more of this. And you got to have more of this in the post game.
Can you specifically detail what you mean by get control of the game, just to be in your words?
Get control of the game is call the fouls that are actually happening on the floor. Right. And consistently call the fouls that are actually happening on the floor. Okay. Not just if somebody swings and misses, right? Like consistently call the fouls.
Coach, do you think it's something pertaining to your team or do you think this is a league-wide issue?
Well, I've seen quite a few dust-ups in the league so far, so I think it's a league-wide issue. I mean, bad officiating is bad officiating.
I mean, she's right. If you come out and set the tone early, there's not going to be much. If you just start letting them swing on people, then yeah, they're going to take matters into their own hands, and you're going to let the game get out of control the way this did last night.
There's a bunch of stuff happening here. Because people, by the way, what I do like, I'll just be flat out honest, I love that in this case it was white on white because people have been trying to make it a race issue in every one of these games. Anytime it's one of the black players and the league was predominantly black, they try to make it a race issue. And the Clay Travises of the world and everybody tried to jump on that. And in this case, it was just J.C. Sheldon. We had her on. She's the Ohio State girl, Dublin Kaufman, I think.
Yes.
So this is finally, I think people are seeing what it really is. It has nothing to do with race in this case. It has everything to do with this league. You know, Caitlin Clark is bringing so many eyeballs. She is selling the tickets. Nobody else is selling the tickets. She is selling tickets. And this is... These are the craziest crowds any of these players, most of them, have ever played. I mean, unless they were in UConn, they are crazy. The crowds have been electric, right? The ratings have been incredible.
Yeah.
It's bringing out so many people to watch these games. And these girls are trying to calculate, how can I make a name for myself? And part of it, instead of, you would think it would be, hey, trying to shut her down. Instead, it's, I'm going to be dirty. I'm going to play dirty, and I'm going to keep it up because their coaches are clearly telling them, do everything you can to take the ball out of her hands, face guard her, get under her skin, get into her head. Because at times, Caitlin Clark, you can get into her head a little bit. She clearly is bothered. She's barking at refs the whole game.
Championship game a couple years ago. Yeah,
but you know she's good enough where she overcomes it. I mean, she's so amazing that at times it can be counterproductive. But all these girls are trying to build their Instagram followings. They're all trying to make more money because the salaries are so pathetic in the WNBA that this is how they think they can make more money.
Well,
and I guess we'll see. We'll see in the end if like creating these rivalries are going to matter and affect their bottom line.
Well, not that I'm going to say you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. I think there's definitely people who look at it and go, well, this is my chance here. And they probably don't like her for a bunch of different reasons, even though that a star like that's going to drive up everybody's salary. So I say in a quiet way, when you go back in the locker room, she'd probably be high-fiving over the type of star that she is.
Of course.
Because everybody's going to be making money.
It's like Tiger Woods. I'll never forget reading the book that
Feinstein.
John Feinstein, because not the Armin Katane book, the original John Feinstein book. There were notable veterans on tour that were like, why are all the cameras following this kid? He's done nothing. And then it took them about literally a month to realize, oh, he's way better than all of us.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we should probably, and you're not guarding Tiger Woods on a golf course.
Well, I think with
you know
some,
what, you're just competing with him. And then they all realize, oh, he can make us a lot of money. And the purses grew exponentially. And so you didn't see those veterans talking anymore. But that's not happening right now. This is year two of Caitlin Clark. And they are still trying to rough her up.
But that's the frustration, I think, that everybody... If you have any interest at all, I understand that anytime we talk about women's basketball, there's going to be guys... I'm sure there's tweets out there to tell us to stop talking about women's basketball. Okay, Shador. Women's basketball, okay? We'll get back to it. I think that that's what's frustrating to anybody who likes basketball and has watched her over the last 2 years in the WNBA. Is that everybody in the world wants to say she's a star, except for the league she plays for, except for the people who are calling the fouls, except for everybody. I mean, nobody in the WNBA seems to want to admit that she's the star. She's their version of Michael Jordan. Nobody. Everybody outside does. The ticket prices do. The new media deals that her presence is forcing does.
16,000 last night.
Thank you. The new people that had no idea. I couldn't name the teams in the WNBA. And still to a degree, I can't. But when it comes to promotion, hey, I'm pretty good at being a carnival barker out there. And it's like, guys, when you're on TV, it's Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, come watch Caitlin Clark. And by osmosis, you will learn more about the New York Liberty. You will learn more about the Connecticut Sun. You will learn more about the new team, the Valkyries in Golden State. And by osmosis, you would learn more about the new Cleveland team that would be coming around. Like, use that. And it's like everybody else wants to do it, and it seems that the WNBA doesn't. And I think that that's what some of the outside frustration is. Yes.
And you learn more about the Commissioner's Cup.
Well, that's about the game, too.
Yeah, you guys came for basketball. Yeah, Let's talk about basketball. Yeah. Come on now.
What do you think of just how you all were able to pull away in the second half, Caitlin, in particular?
We're going to the Commissioner Cup Championship.
Let's go!
Pretty exciting. Y'all want to talk about that? Let's talk about that.
Ella seems sarcastic from her.
Right now, I'm not interested.
Absolutely was 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
She's made me want to watch her play basketball and watch everything around her. And I did not care at all when she was playing for a national championship, you know, half mile away from us. Didn't care. I care about this now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.